This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To the surprise of absolutely nobody, the Federal Reserve, the FOMC, technically the Federal Open Market Committee, raised interest rates today. As Chair Powell said in that cut, we just played a quarter of a percentage point, just as everybody had been guessing. It is not quite the taking away of the punch bowl of legend, which I'll explain in a minute, but still, the Fed is now officially trying to slow the economy down. Inflation specifically, of course, but along with that do come some risks.
In my view, the probability of a recession within the next year is not particularly elevated.
Well, good to know, Chair Powell, but...
And why do I say that?
Yeah, exactly.
Aggregate demand is currently strong, and most forecasters expect it to remain so.
Aggregate demand, that's us, consumers, consuming, but please, go on.
If you look at the labor market, also very strong. Conditions are tight, and payroll job growth is continuing at very high levels.
All right, what else you got?
Household and business balance sheets are strong.
All of which is great, but as Powell went on to say, if inflation is blasting right along, ain't nothing else good gonna happen. Price stability is Fed speak for inflation that is under control.
Without price stability, you really can't have a sustained period of maximum employment. One of our most fundamental obligations is to maintain and restore, in this case, price stability.
For those who don't regularly watch Federal Reserve press conferences, about which I totally get it, there were a whole lot of questions today about us, about consumers, and what Powell would say to those consumers watching prices go up almost 8% annually right now.
I guess I'd start by just assuring everyone that we're fully committed to bringing inflation back down and also sustaining the economic expansion.
The question, of course, is how does he do that? So that is the first question I'm going to put to Neela Richardson. She's one of our Friday regulars, of course, also the chief economist at ADP. Hey, Neela.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so over to you. He's trying to thread the needle here. Let me just explain what I said earlier. William McChesney Martin in 1955, Fed chair, says his job is to take the punch bowl away just as the party is getting started. So how does Powell do that without slowing things down?
Well, as they say in the biz, Kai, he does it very carefully. And there are really three steps, and the steps are hinted at in his comments that you just played. One, it's about Federal Reserve credibility. He needs to convince everyone, all of us, consumers, businesses, investors, that the Fed is not only committed to inflation, but they're capable of bringing it down to more comfortable levels. So that's step one.
Yeah.
Step two is to start hiking interest rates. And this, the Fed has a long history. They know how to do this. They know how to raise and lower rates. They're going to start this hiking cycle. What they haven't been specific about is exactly how much they hike each meeting, mm-hmm. but the cycle has begun and they're comfortable in that process.
Okay.
The third thing they have to do, and this has never been done before, Kai, is unwind $9 trillion of right. government securities. That's never been done. They attempted it before, and it didn't work out so well. Key credit market dried up. So this is very tricky. That's the third component. If they can do all these three steps without slowing the economy, they should get every award the world has to offer.
Well, I don't know what awards Federal Reserves get. But anyway, all right, look, we should have given more than 3.5 minutes for this interview because I got so many questions. But look, just taking what you said in order. Number one, Fed credibility. There are those who will say, and increasingly so, Jay, where you been? Inflation's at 8% and it's been going up for a while. You're late.
Yeah, well, he's going to let everyone judged that. He said that okay. in the press conference. But yeah. what he would have said is, well, we expected these supply chain bottlenecks, which has been the culprit of inflation, yep. Yep. to actually ease. Well, they did start to ease, but then they got hit by a variant and then another variant and then a humanitarian crisis, which has another side effect, which is maybe creating some more supply bottlenecks and increases in commodity prices, namely oil and gas and food prices. And so that might tip inflation up higher in the United States, and they still don't know just yeah. how high that inflation rate can go.
Okay. Number two, they're going to raise consistently, it seems. Chair Powell did say today that every meeting this year is live. That is to say, we could raise at each and every meeting. Does he now have to raise at every meeting now that he said every meeting is live, or can he just say, oh, well, you know, we'll see?
it's going to be a meeting cliffhanger. So every meeting, the all of us are going to say, how high are they going to raise rates? Are they going to raise rates? And what he'll say consistently is, we'll be led by the data. Yep. We'll be led by this evolving economy. So he can't commit to the pace.
Fair enough. 10 seconds. Can he do it?
Of course. We're optimists. He can do it. It's going to be tricky to do so without notably sending the economy into recession. But there is a pathway to success, even if the growth rate is slower than we'd all like.
Neela Richardson, chief economist at ADP, also every now and then on a Friday with us. Neela, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kai.